From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A group of about 50 Georgia mayors plans to ask state leaders for a statewide stay-at-home order. This is according to the mayor of Sandy Springs, Rusty Paul. In a Facebook post Monday, he said the mayors came to consensus during a conference call this morning. They felt that statewide measures were needed to fix the, quote, inconsistent, confusing patchwork of policies currently in place. Paul said those requests will be put into a letter and sent to state officials. Also today, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms held a public conference call about measures in the city of Atlanta. You can find my full breakdown of what's happening in the city at gpbnews.org. The city of Albany, meanwhile, continues to be the largest hotspot for coronavirus infections in Georgia. GPB's Grant Blankenship has the story.
One of the four worst places on earth for per capita coronavirus infections. That's how a story in the New York Times described Albany. It compared worldwide coronavirus statistics from March 26 and found the South Georgia city ranked with Wuhan, China, Italy's Lombardy region, and New York City. Albany Mayor Beau Doro was asked about that grim milestone on GPB's Political Rewind. He says if nothing else, he hopes other cities in Georgia will see Albany and take precautions to stop coronavirus from spreading.
I hope this doesn't happen in Columbus and Augusta and Macon and Savannah, but by every indication, maybe not to the extent, but it's coming.
Meanwhile, Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany reported 9 more COVID-19 deaths by noon Monday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And State House Speaker David Ralston continues to push for Georgia's primary election to be delayed. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger rescheduled the March 24th election to May 19th. Ralston began asking last week for the primary to be moved to late June, citing health risks to poll workers who are often seniors. Raffensperger responded, saying he does not have the authority to adjust the election date again. And yesterday, Ralston, who is an attorney, sent Raffensperger a letter with guidelines for how the primary could be moved legally to June 16th. GPB is your source for essential coronavirus information at gpb.org/virus. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.